Oh my God.
I don't even know how to save this thing once it's recorded, but anyway. So, should I?
Maybe
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Buleng Mongale, and today I'll be chatting to Lebogang Tlhako, known as Sister Boza. So, this Zoom chat is courtesy of She Bad Bad, which is an exhibition that we had at the
Ooh, a
Market Photo
breaker.
Gallery. Am I breaking?
Sorry,
At the
it's pardon
Market,
me.
sorry, at the Market Photo
Sorry.
Gallery, and also with this audio is visual. This audio is visual. So today we'll be talking to Ulebu and to get to find out about her work and also her trip to France recently. Hello, Lebu.
Hello, Bullzin. Okay.
Buena.
Kesabu.
Okay, can I just say, Lebu and I are both doing this for the first time. First live
Yeah, oh my
interview for
God.
her, and then first time interviewing someone on my side. So we are both
Ra
shaky.
fufulelwa ke fufulelwa hore ha o bate ka nako eo. Ka nako o ha bate. I don't know how you guys do it, ba ba tlwaetseng go interviewer, but yo, wow, it's a lot. But
Just
you know
wing
what?
it. Just wing it.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
doing this, Blaine. Yeah.
Okay. So Lebu, please tell us about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and the like, what do you do?
Okay, so my name is Lebogang Tlhako, also known as Sister Boza. I am from Katlehong, a vibrant township, a very cool township east of Johannesburg. I'm a photographer and I studied at the Market Photo Workshop. And then I also worked on the side. I was a sales assistant. I worked also at the Market Photo Workshop. I am an entrepreneur now. And yeah, that's what I
Oh,
do.
okay. We've all had
Yeah.
those jobs. Go fella hold on. People see you doing creative
Girlie.
work and they think you just started, but it took a
Oh
long time for us to get to this place. Lynn, I've had my fair share of like weird
really, did you
jobs,
also
but
work in retail?
no, but I wanted to, you know, when you're young, but I always wanted to, but I could never get through. But I have worked as a substitute English teacher. I've worked as a
That's cool.
receptionist. I've worked as a switchboard operator. I've worked, yeah.
What?
Yes,
Like
I
so
have.
many.
Yes, so many. So
And I feel
anyway.
like, sorry, Paulson.
Oh no, it's cool. Go ahead.
Oh, I feel like working as a sales assistant also kind of exposed me to fashion and like styling my own shoots, which I still do it to date. So I'm grateful for that. And maybe
Yeah.
one day I'll open my own shop, dude. Who
Why
knows?
not? Yes, I
Why
definitely see
not?
that. Yes, why not?
Yeah.
So Lebu, please tell us, how did your love for photography begin? Is it something that you always knew you want to do in high school? Was it even like a thing? How did you get into then signing up
Oh.
to like a photography school and deciding that this is the path you want to follow?
So, ke a hopola wena ke le ke sebetsa vele ko Rosebank, in retail, like I said. And Nerinale, we had a day off le one of my friends, Neo. And she had asked me to rekim ko Newtown, dude. And next time it's really Newtown. So we were just like thrifting and just doing our own thing. And we ended up at the Market Photo Workshop. And like prior to that, I had not seen an exhibition or like a gallery space or like even like a lot of like Black creatives. But when I got to that space, I remember Kibonim Nelim Alternative Kids, and it was showing. And I was just like, dude, I was happy. Like I was in a space where I had not. Oh my God, I wanna eat that. Yeah, who pause a repeat. Okay. Also, wait. So, get Kalama Kalung or Kibuaka.
I had no idea go exhibition ya musang mumalu and what you
Oh,
saw.
okay. So, yeah, I start from the beginning. Sorry.
Okay.
So yes, so it was like a day off, komsebenzing, and then now na ngukupile hore ke mkhape. We started go thrift, we went to Dopa, we got clothes, you know, and then we ended up at the Market Food Workshop. And I remember prior to that, I had not been exposed to an exhibition, a gallery space, and kihopola ke bona mosebetsi wa Mosangomalo, Alternative Kids. And just like seeing a lot of Black creatives, man. And yo, I felt like I needed to be part of that space and to just like, yeah, I just felt like it was a space that I wanted to be part of. That's how I really started. And hape, because now again, and I over time who apply, abutelika photography, she just like left it completely. I'm sure she was not as interested because I remember like literally the following day or days after, I was the one who just went in and asked, hore, kwetsi wa jwang, tlamele ke be le bokae, tlamele ke be le matric certificate, you know? So from then on, which was like probably in 2009 or 10, and I've never looked back, dude, yeah.
Yo, so na kapile wena, Grenshab.
Hantle, hantle.
To your calling, a kapile wena.
I don't see myself doing anything else.
Ah, that's amazing. That is so amazing.
Yeah, dude.
So then you apply, you enroll at the school, and then how did your subject matter come about? Because when you are popular for the images that like beautiful Black women, always making sure they're graceful and they're stylish and so effortless, you know? And then you also don't for styling, you know, and using them in your photography. You also, you know, so we know your signature moves, you know, we know when we see something, this is Lebu's work. So how did that subject matter come about?
I mean, ke hotse ke rata ho khatha like yo, dinepetsa di models for magazines, dude. And ene le magoa like all the time, you know? How ke not a little, I'm sorry, but like how do I relate? I couldn't relate to them at all, you know? And I felt like this was a way of me embracing batho ba ke surrounding ke bona. You know, and that's how it actually started. I'm just like documenting everyday people from Kasiaka. And yeah.
And that's so beautiful. I mean, Lena, I'm the same. Ki documented it was a kid around me, you know, because I mean, you can't create from a place that you don't know. It will be reaching or whatever, true. Even though it's fine when you're starting, because it all takes us different, you know, journeys until we find our own voice. So it's part of finding your voice, but it's always cool. I always say to people to just look around you and the things that you feel evoke something in you, and then you can start documenting from there. So when you sit down and conceptualize and you say, this is what I want to do, like, what is that process? So I studying the mood boards, like, how do you go about it? How do you decide who is this? Is what but like this thing to shine the most. I want somebody who's looking at this to just, yeah, like, you know, in terms of like subject matter, like this is what I want people to see. What's that message or communication that you always feel I want to communicate that through the work? Well, so overall,
like, I think I've always had a visual diary. I didn't know it was a visual diary back then. It was just like a book that had stuff that I liked, you know. From from like that same book had like lyrics of songs I like. Like Nerinali music book, man, you know?
I don't
know
if you had one. Lili friendship book. Yes.
Lili friendship book. Mo booking we are one date, hurry date, kina komang location.
When
so in total halakin, you know. And I don't think we were aware, we've always really were into art, but like it was not something that like I don't know how to explain it, but that.
Yeah, but I think Runa, oh sorry, yes.
No, carry on, sorry.
I think because Runa, the way I think like being born Black and coming from Black homes and Black surroundings, that expression is just who we are. It's not like something we look at as like commodity or whatever. But then obviously capitalism forces us to then start thinking of our worth around money and how much we can make around things. Because I mean, we need to survive in this world and the way that it
so
is.
So true.
But Runa, that thing is innate, dude. It's like imomadini, like creative expression.
It's in us, dude. It's so, it's it comes naturally, you know? We don't even have to try hard.
No, dude.
So with the mood boards, man, like I applied the same method that I did when I was young. Like, dude, like when I created mood boards, I just like literally, I just think of like, oh my God, maybe kisheba, okay, references, internet, you know, maybe if I add my own elements to this, it could work and whatnot and whatnot. So, to me, so like that whole idea of creating a mood board and what else? What was your question again, Puleng? Sorry.
Yeah, no, Khuri, like what is the process and what is the main thing that you always feel should shine through your work? Like that thing that you want to communicate,
if somebody from Kasi, Hashabam Sebetuaka, Abafila or Arile, Tekowana, you know, just feel like, oh my God, like we are beautiful and because I say kidula thing, it's a kid right lifestyle. But it's nice to actually just like put it out there and just show people how we live and it's worth embracing, man.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. So now the reason why Vele, this audio is visual, you know, this chat, yeah, Rona. You recently went to France.
Yes.
Yes.
My first international trip.
Alala.
Dimu.
How did that come about?
So, luckily, it's about important to move. Shout out to Fulufelo Mubadi. Hey, Fulufelo Mubadi is the curator of the show. She applied for a curatorial research grant and she won it.
Yes.
So, aba kheta msebetsi wa ka hore ibe wona o yang France.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Oh,
that is amazing.
I know. And also, I feel like that's why she also included like wena, nonzuzo, utepi. So, to be part of She Bad Bad, because you guys have like, do you know what She Bad Bad means? What does She Bad Bad mean to you?
Bad bitch.
Well, to me.
Stoppable, limitless.
Yes.
Creative.
Yes.
I feel like just a person an who executor own, of notes.
Yeah, of course. Yes. A person who has done the however little they have. A person who always creates spaces in whichever medium they're working in. So I feel like that's the reason why she chose.
Yeah. So u apply ile fulu and then awina.
So u apply ile awina. Hey, even na and then na pela. Honestly, I don't want to lie. I had not done a lot of applying for open calls. So this also just showed me how much you have to actually do that. Put your work out there, man. Apply for residencies. Apply for incubator programs for whatever things that you're working for. You don't know hore uto fella guy, but I feel like those are the things that are going to help you grow, man. You know?
I feel like how work into you, because they also, I feel, a reason why Vele Risadi applied in Totsu, because in Totsu give full time job, current shop. Like, you have to dedicate.
And then
say, and actually, Khonaji, I just came across, as I was prepping for our chat, I just came across your article, Yako Bubblegum Club, and I saw this thing that you said. That you try not to talk so much and explain your work, but because you hope your the execution will bring the message across. And I felt that. I feel like it's so difficult for other artists, yeah, you know, to like describe, because the reason I'm not writing is because this is how I'm trying to communicate it.
No, and I'm hoping that all communication
will be in the output of what I have created. Then also what I say. Now I feel like we're there as the audience, ungani washalusetan na, because
exactly. I honestly struggle a lot with just like articulating myself, because I feel honestly like the art world will judge you.
Yeah.
Will definitely judge the way you speak, the way you articulate yourself. Which shouldn't even be happening. Actually, just townships in general. And amalgamation of the water.
I know that thing. So I guess that's the thing, because I feel that's why I haven't really been like as active in applying. I mean, I did one application like a few months ago and it took my entire week and I still didn't get it, is fine, because now I know how to go about this process and I can bank that information that I compiled instead of having to start afresh for every other application. But to be quite honest, they are not as accessible as they seem to be. Like, they are very tricky. And I guess then that's the importance
at all.
Manager, agent, maybe the representative.
And happen like get yourself a mentor here. Get yourself a mentor who's in the industry who can help you with just like drafting down a business proposal or your application, you know? So I feel like it's important to have people like that. Your friends, people who have done it before. So Linda, next time, I'm struggling with this point here.
Yeah.
How do I actually, you know?
What does it mean?
Okay. What does it mean? Yeah.
And then through seeing Fulu and her getting this opportunity, which then became like a double opportunity for the both of you.
Girl.
So what do you think, like, is the importance of or the role of like a curator? Did she help you see your work in a different way? Like, contribution?
I can wabu a very curator. Oh, damn. This work, I will definitely, I see it. Idula in a certain way. Also na personally I kirata msebetsi wa ka ha o le strateng ha o lo as opposed to a gallery space. Happen lin na personally yo the gallery lead the exhibitions opening and all of that think it's so anxious, dude. Like ke a tsaba hore ke tsaba ke hlangana le mamma o tla expect hore ke re eng eng ka mo, you know, I'm like really shy and sometimes I just like when I am awkward and anxious, I mumble and I'm like, ah, oh, they're gonna judge me. So at least hakili plus lim sebizu kwete lang kum sebizu aba tobacco. I keep on saying this. My work is about people in the township and all of that. So I want the people that I create the work for, haba fisa spacing, to just be comfortable and see the work handle without banana or nako, yo exhibition yakwala or mamang shibilo or mamang is looking at you and whatnot. So I guess Fulufelo na watse, because I've worked with her before. So when she told me hore the work is gonna be at a park, yo hawatse nikit habilore. I was so happy, man, because when I saw the work too at the conference, I felt like Nekili go starting Sarona, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yo,
and that's in France, and I just felt like,
oh my God, that's exactly it.
I feel like you speak to a very important matter, which even takes me back to the conversation that we had on our own. We discussed the nerves that we had in the interview. And how even gallery spaces can end up isolating you as even the creator of the work, where it then makes you feel like an outsider. Come just because the space doesn't fit the kind of narrative, you know, that you are trying to push, or it just doesn't accommodate you as like
and now
a
you
black
get confused
person.
And now, yeah, exactly. And people now try to say things that are not even there. about your work, because now when I confuse the spaces, so go and jeki tlakan tu kwenje, which you can give me some sense. So I feel like
because but then now when it comes into these Western and capitalistic setups, it can make you doubt yourself, and then you suddenly feel like maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But that's just but you know what, even with our anxieties and whatnot, I feel like when the opportunity does come and we feel like we have the strength, you know, let's just go anyway. Makes, so they can also get used to this idea artists really are just, like, speaking for us, we really are just Black girls winging it, you know, Black girls trying to do it, Black girls doing their job.
That's true.
That's what that we're trying to do, you know?
And I and with the same work, because it was it was exhibited go gallery in Hape, go Unseen Amsterdam, right? Because that's where I started with the work. And I also wanted the work to travel, man. I wanted the work before it Benko France. I wanted the people that I created the work for to see it. So that's when I was part of an incubator program with the Market Food Workshop, and I created tote bags so that my images would move around Katlehong. And I'd give the tote bags to the kids that were part of the exhibition. And happy to back again to we say the song for like Dibuka, for anything. Dude.
Very practical.
Very practical, very accessible. Like we say the song for almost anything. So I just wanted that whole thing of just like people seeing it. Yeah, Tomoza, without it.
Yes,
without it, yeah, the shopong, without it being in a physical space.
That's and amazing. Our activism can look like different things, you know, and I feel like that also adds to it, man. That adds to educating your community about this. And years later, when a child is trying to pick their career and make their career, their subject choices in high school, this will be a reference that, oh, also this thing is possible for me, you know? So, please tell us a little bit about it, because I know the series, it's like 2018, ne?
2018. I started the series in 2018.
Yeah.
Nikili part of Nice Magazine. And it featured like creators from all around Africa. And the third edition was Katlehong in my hometown. So it was also not just limited to photography. And so I started using a process that I was familiar with while growing up, like I said. So I started cutting out pictures for magazines, hence the use of collage, you know. But in a nutshell, Sibatala Sibangani is a collection of images that speak about my relationship with my mother and how it has influenced and shaped the woman that I am now. My mom too was self-employed, unarikisa di second hand. And she'd go like house to house, arikisa dude. And we honestly had everything we needed from just like her just supporting us. And yo, na no Joe, I hasla Joe. I don't wanna lie.
Yes.
I make things happen, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to be like modest or whatnot, but I really, and I take that from my mother, you know. Lina kirekisa di secondhand clothing, I sell accessories. I sell bags too, because also I feel like yo, huba artist, especially like kind of get time me a thing. We be sang here when you're not
as upcoming,
established. I wanna be emerging, upcoming, whatnot. So yeah, so when you still
upcoming, I can't even be the title say the upcoming. Dude, you started photography
in
2009. How are you
upcoming? Like, so how do
and
you
So it's an indicator of what you are worth or how much you ought to charge, like, you know? It's crazy. I know people, this artist, Nikibwa Isaac, Isaac, yeah, but yeah, the other thing, yeah. You know, I'm part of this other thing. The upcoming, Isaac, how are you upcoming? Whoa. How are you an upcoming That's artist? Insane. Like, you've been at this That's thing insane. Before I even knew I could get into art. You're one of the faces, and you know, the people have always.
So, what
known.
Do you have to do, and how much do know. You have to make to then become? See these terms, man. Yo. I don't know.
So we're gonna get into the questions that Andy got. We're gonna get into the questions that Andy got because we felt like in Nako. Okay. On Instagram, so kita obala tona. Slim Rose,
that's my girl.
Her question: why do you prefer the meticulous process of film photography over the convenience of digital photography?
Yo, I feel like generally na kis piti piti man hakikuno na na. So I feel like film, it helps me. Like I have to think, dude. I literally forget everything I can shoot that. And it's me and the subject and the space. And I feel like I'm in control of the whole situation. Like I feel it, Joe. As opposed to when I'm not saying digitally wrong and whatnot. No. It's just personally, it's just personal preference. I feel it more. And it's light. And Elena, I'm born like go this. Nana se kitchiri ntoke na mole kiawa kiji ba. I feel like with Philly, me, tonte coffee and everything is just like. Even though
and
I
also,
sometimes
it's. I feel like also it's the photographs that are kudileng kazona, man. You know, it also goes back to that old nostalgic feel. The texture is beautiful,
you
know?
I feel like when you look at my image, I would ideally like for motaska tseba hore snippet so sinkwining, you know? Because I really love that timeless nostalgic element. And I speak a lot about that in my work. So, yeah.
I'm also the same. Like, I love that aesthetic and I try to achieve it. Thank God for editing because I do it through editing because I can't use That's film true. As yet. I haven't, but
I can't.
I always, lies, you can. So, I do it then and there, but then I know editing saves me a lot. And actually, I'm just learning. Mm-hmm. We're all just different kinds of photographers. But Iris Kankanakoya, this audio lishi bed, it's a conversation for another day. Okay, and then there's a question from Baba Alwa Nyembezi, and she's asking, do you find that the international community has more space for your work than the local traditional art scene?
Yeah, I feel it does. Also, I feel like the local art scene caters, I don't know if caters is the right word, but I feel like Bashibile Batu Baba Batibang already and they support those people as opposed to us upcoming artists. It's also even female photographers. Mm. I just feel like we are busting chiman got the opportunities, you know. We always have to work 10 times harder to get there. We have to do 10 other different things to be noticed. Dude, I have been doing so many things. I started Roses and Poses, guys, as smart as guys, guys. Like, I've done so many things.
You've only, been
I'm
working.
Not saying, I have been working. It's only now. Hey, you know? So, also, I feel like a lot of female artists don't support each other as much as female, male art guys or male artists do. Can I just make an example quickly? Mokomoto, Neto, and Bobandu. I feel like those guys put each other on all the time, dude.
All maybe Mokomoto Nali,
and has another job. Ujotan Banture, dude, you know? And we don't do that. And I feel like we have to create.
Yeah.
Oh, man, like, I don't know, opportunities. And just like, I don't know what, but Morito Hodango, Sendelanidin Tore, what, you know, this is show it, or there's an open call, you can apply, or this and that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that. But happy, I also think then the guys can do that as well, because the opportunity is already there. Because like you are saying, mm-hmm. it's very rare, because I know Velelika Bo Khumoso, like even bringing an assistant, he brings, you know, somebody he knows, and somebody he knows can do a good job, you know. So yep. when you are a girl, you are already the assistant. Nobody's trying exactly. to ask you if you want to shoot this whole production.
At all, dude.
You or assistant, the assistant or stylist.
Exactly. Up,
you know, like I'm here to see a whole production, yeah, a famous or popular brand where the photographer who is doing this whole thing and the retoucher and, you know, are like, you know, women, you know, I'm here to see that.
I feel
happen.
Like that is why we ourselves as women create those spaces. Mm. We then create those editorial shoots where we are the photographers. And it's not just like, because you get like really like people that like professionals, dude.
Yeah.
I always try to get like female makeup artists,
the models,
editorial. Yeah, because you hardly get those opportunities to shoot editorial shoots. So why not just do it yourself and create those opportunities? You know?
I hear you 100%.
Yeah,
oh, no, Miley was just saying hectic fire emojis. And then yes, Ndokozo Masego, what inspires her way of working as a whole?
Damn.
I feel like we did touch on it a little bit
earlier. Yeah, I'm inspired by everyday people and the community that I'm in. Just in Jay, me being Lebogang from Katlehong, Wanamalebo, you know, just the spaces that I'm in, the people that I associate myself with, my friends, Bopuleng, Nonzuzo, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we've come to the end of our interview, Lebu. Was it so hard?
It was not that bad. It was not that bad.
Oh, hey, we eased into it.
No.
We eased into it. Repeat it.
No,
I get to save you as one, Wabona recording, how fate, Zakayo.
Okay, I'm going to play.